supernatural is something that isn't supposed to happen, but it does happen.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
All right, it was 9 days ago that we gave you the exclusive that the president was going to release the JFK files. When mainstream media said that he decided not to. The next morning he said, no, I am, barring new info. 2,800 files were released, but the last 200 or so were held back by the CIA in a mutinous action against the president. Well, a day and a half later on Saturday night, he went ahead and ordered them to release those regardless, and now we know why they didn't want them released. I spent hours last night and today digging through them, and it is bombshell. Not just what came out in the final tranche of 200-plus documents, but the 2,800 are incredible. And we're learning more by the minute with our listeners reading through it, our crew going over it. I mean, you're going to have revelations while we're on air in the next 2 hours. That said, I then got a call earlier today from one of my sources, and I made some other phone calls, and I just want to reveal to you right up front here, just like we broke the JFK info, a lot of folks think it's Manafort that'll be, or who has been indicted by the federal grand jury out of the swamp jury, that would indict a ham sandwich or anything related to John Wayne out of the District of Criminals there in D.C., but would never go after Mueller with all of his Russian ties or uranium deals on the tarmac or Bill Clinton meeting on the tarmac with the attorney general or all their Clinton Foundation activities or Uranium One. But they would certainly be more than happy go after Manafort for 13 wire transfers from perfectly legal offshore multinational bank accounts. And that was the word we got months ago. They were going to go after not filing paperwork properly on offshore accounts. You know, Google can pay zero tax and IBM can and all these other big corporations and keep their money offshore. But if you keep after-tax money offshore like Manafort, we're going to put you in jail. We're going to claim it's illegal or claim you didn't fill out all your IRS forms correctly so you engage in perjury. So the government can lie as much as they want. So that's all they've got. And I'm going to reveal to you after the break that, yes, it's Paul Manafort who's going to be indicted. It's two of his aides. And I've got both names now of the aides, but I've only been asked to release one of the names, because we've not been able to talk to the other person yet and don't want to break this for themselves and their families, because we don't know if they've been contacted by the federales, as Manafort and one of his other aides were contacted today. So remember, we broke back on September 19th that he would be indicted. He was told he would be indicted, which shows federal grand jury tampering. And 7 days later, the New York Times, using my same source, Roger Stone, confirmed the information. See, they told him ahead of time, you roll over and make up stuff about Trump and sing like a canary, sing like a cockatoo, we're going to throw you under the bus. Well, Manafort hadn't rolled over yet, but they think indicting two of his employees will get them to imagine whatever, not the FBI, but the special counsel made up by deep state Democrats with this anointed former FBI head, like he's God, man. I mean, God in heaven doesn't make decisions. And according to CNN, it's just Mr. Uranium One, Mr. Tarmac, Mr. 10 Russian companies that let him be an investor with no money down when their bylaws say $10 million investment. What are you going to do if you're Mueller and Comey and Hillary and the Podestas and they're all up to their eyeballs in Russian payoffs? That's globalism. The sellout of America, hand over fist. What are you going to do? Well, you just come out and say, Russia, Russia, Russia. Alex Jones is a Russian spy, according to them. Tucker Carlson's a Russian spy. Anyone who doesn't, Matt Drudge, anyone that doesn't sell out the country is a Russian spy, except those knee-deep in Russian funding. So you'll learn tomorrow's news today. On the other side, please spread the word. They're trying to block this transmission, so spreading it is a revolutionary act.
Want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, on Friday, we had dozens of members of Congress call for Robert Mueller to resign. Many others called for his indictment after it turned out he was in tarmac deals that I know you heard about from us years ago, but it's now mainstream news. Tarmac deals with the KGB / FSB, giving him secret weapons-grade uranium, and he's on the board of 10 companies with no investment, being given massive, you know, payments, and the uranium one, and now it's hundreds of millions of dollars, not the $30 million to the Podestas we've been reporting for 2 years here. 2 weeks ago or a week ago, you know, the reporter that broke the uranium one information on the Podestas, her car blew up in Milan. So there's a lot going on here. But who would have thought that they would then zig when we zag? Well, we know they would. And so Friday, Mueller, the arrogant, stuffed suit example of the swamp, the bottom of the swamp, it was Malta where they had the car bomb. Sorry, I was going from memory and saying Milan. Malta, car bomb kills Panama Papers journalist, London Guardian. So they're trying to tie up all the loose ends right now. And so that's why they announced on Friday that there was a big group of indictments coming out on Monday. And obviously a lot of folks thought it would be Paul Manafort. Well, we did a little bit of investigating, and here is the latest intel directly from the sources. Urgent. Paul Manafort and his campaign deputy will, in all capitals, be indicted tomorrow morning with a third unidentified person. And I'll stop right there. The identified deputy is Rick Gates, a deputy of Paul Manafort. They do not know the charge, and the source does not know the charge. I'm going to stop right there. That's just one of my sources. Just like we told you that Trump is going to release the JFK files 9 days ago. They came out the same day and said Jones is insane. We've been told by Pompeo at the CIA they will not be released. And then they tried that double cross on Friday, not releasing 200 files. Trump said, you will release it. And last night they did. And that moves us to the rest of the story, ladies and gentlemen. Trump confirms all JFK files are released after latest clash with spy agencies. You can read the full Zero Hedge story with videos we've embedded up on Infowars.com and NewsWars.com. And more, that's where you better be going, because Facebook, Twitter, YouTube have all blocked us using live streams. Since we put out the JFK info and the Manafort info, since they know we have direct pipelines to the president, they are not prepared to let us do that. So we have to use sub-accounts, other people's accounts, to stream videos. And like whack-a-mole, they shut those down daily. So if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, you are watching a whack-a-mole who will be gone tomorrow. And we go through a lot of gesticulations to get them back up. So they want web ID, where governments say, oh, you have an ID to get online, so that they can try to stop us. And the stuff they hate is our own video of the president's press conference or a whistleblower from the CIA. I mean, they cannot stand it. So you need to go to Infowars.com/show to find the free apps, the podcasts, our own audio feeds, our own video feeds. And I'd much less, you know, send you somewhere else in these big communities, you know, so we don't have to pay for the bandwidth. But that's where you go more and more if you don't want to be censored. So what is in the JFK files? I got to be honest with you. I said on air a week and a half ago or 9 days ago with Roger that I thought they'd black it all out, or I thought that they would hold back a lot of it. But Trump came through again in ways I can't believe. And it is the Surgeon General office. It is the FBI, the CIA, in their own official documents saying Kennedy was shot from the overpass in the throat and from the grassy knoll on the side of the head. And that LBJ was a KKK member, and that Kennedy was preparing to bring that out, and that they were going to stage terror attacks in America to declare martial law, and that Hitler was still alive in Argentina, and with photos of him. I mean, wow, this is something else. Probably should have started the broadcast with that today, but I mean, I need to spend time with my family some, but I've been spending hours a day just clicking on the files, reading it, and then seeing what my crew's come up with, what you, the viewers and listeners, have done. They put another 200 files out last night, and we've scanned over most of them. But listeners, it's in the National Archives. We've got it linked on Infowars.com. We should probably top link it and just say, human intelligence. We need the people power. We, the people power, to go through these because, ladies and gentlemen, I've been up here broadcasting for hours today before we even did the regular syndicated radio / TV program. And I was live time while they were kicking us off YouTube and Facebook on our proxy accounts. And I'm just here. I mean, I'm a guy, 22 years on radio, proven benchmark of accuracy. They hate us. We've changed the world. They hate you. And they are just everywhere trying to shut us down in live time. And it's because we're accurate. I mean, what are they going to do as world government gets openly announced and CNN admits that fluoride's giving kids brain damage and they admit that diet sodas make you fat and give you brain damage? I've got the articles here today. And they admit world government's tyrannical and wants to sterilize you. And they admit all this stuff. And our government's funding radical Islam and using radical Islam to exterminate regular Muslims and Christians and Jews. I mean, it's just, what are they going to do when they thought they just ignored us for 22 years, and now everything we talked about is coming true exactly as we said? And why exactly as we said? Because it was in the documents. It was in a congressional committee that came a decade after the Warren Commission with witnesses in the same files about the shooters on the overpass and the grassy knoll. We even know their names. And then later we did the deathbed confessions. It's just they're now admitting what we already knew. And this is a microcosm. I mean, I made films about the JFK assassination, put them out online for free, and showed with E. Howard Hunt's son, St. John Hunt, and the late, great Jim Mars, where they shot from the overpass, where they shot from the grassy knoll, how they had triangulation from behind, the FBI documents on Oswald being CIA. But the media ignored the congressional hearing on the JFK assassination that found he was killed by more than one gunman and probably the CIA working with La Cosa Nostra. They just get on the news and say, you're crazy. Congress had those hearings. And so now, 53 years and 11 months later, 53 years, 11 months, and a few days later, so 20 seconds coming up, they killed the president of the United States in Dallas, Texas, my hometown. He died in the hospital I was born in. Come into the world, come out of the world. And the Surgeon General's report in the FBI's own report, go read all the documents, from the CIA, said he was shot through the windshield, into the throat, blew out the back, one of his vertebrae. As we always told you, as the JFK film tells you, Oliver Stone vindicated, all of them vindicated. The actors in the movie vindicated. Jim Garrison vindicated. The attorney general or the district attorney down in New Orleans. Everybody vindicated. The hundreds of witnesses that pointed and said the shots are coming from the grassy knoll and the overpass. You hear guns going off and smoke. Over 100 witnesses just there got killed. So you live to see it, and it's all hidden in plain view, and the corporate media will ignore it, but that's why they're dead. And then it gets even crazier. It gets even crazier. It's in the files, photos of Hitler in South America. We already knew this, but now the photos and our government knew. It's just incredible. Wow. Thanks to Trump, you're seeing it all.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at is good and evil, right and wrong.
Well, President Trump said that in military operations, we're not going to tell our enemies when we're coming. But he said when it came to secret government operations against the American people, and he said when it came to the JFK assassination and suppressed technology and secrets of the universe that have been discovered by DARPA and other groups, that we would start deploying that to the people to turn the economy on and empower humanity and push forward towards life extension technology, you name it. That's exciting. A lot more exciting than the World Series, which is the Astros and the Yankees or whatever. I know that's exciting and everything, but this is the big ball game. And you have lived to see the JFK files released by President Trump. And the media spun it on CNN and everywhere else like, this has nothing to do with Trump. It was time for him to be released. The law was passed in 92. And George Herbert Walker Bush and William Jefferson Clinton and George W. Bush and Barack Hussein Obama for 7 different terms. Well, that's a long time. Is it 7? It's Bush had 1, the Clintons had 2, Bush Jr. had 2, then Obama. I mean, it just makes your head spin. They didn't release it. Trump did, but like they say, Trump could find a cure to cancer or real leprechauns in pots of gold, and it doesn't matter, they wouldn't give him credit. So, ladies and gentlemen, they have released the files, all of them. And no wonder they wanted to suppress them. I'm going to get more into that coming up. But meanwhile, we've put out the names exclusively here of who's been indicted, according to our sources, and who is going to be arrested tomorrow, and who's been told, don't try to use your passport and don't try to leave the country. Urgent. Paul Manafort and his campaign deputy will be indicted tomorrow morning with a third unidentified person. I am boarding a plane. Deputy Rick Gates is the other deputy. That's Manafort and then Rick Gates. They do not know the charge, and the sources not know, again, the third person. Or and then later I learned who the person was, but they don't want that out because they don't want it known because they haven't talked to him. So that's that. Get tomorrow's news today here at InfoWars. That's why they want to shut us down. They do not like it. They don't want you having access to that or you having access to us to give us info in a symbiotic relationship. And now the media, even his friends, the New York Post, are calling it a temper tantrum or whatever. Trump's in press conferences and tweets saying, man, Hillary got caught paying for the dossier that they got from the conservatives, so-called conservatives, Jeb Bush and others, and putting all the PP Gate stuff in there. The Trump already knows all that. He has all the intelligence. But now because it's in the news, he's out talking about it. And John McCain's involved as well. Trump calls for prosecution of Democrats after reports of impending indictment in Russian probe. Do something, he says. Yeah, because all we got is his son going and trying to find out if Hillary was involved with the Russians, which she was. That's not collusion. But see, Manafort worked with the Podesta brothers decades ago, 15 years ago in Ukraine on legitimate U.S. government-sponsored stuff. That's why they knew Manafort had gotten all sorts of offshore money and put it in offshore accounts, which is legal. That's how they set it up. They knew where his bodies were buried, even though they weren't really bodies. They knew that it was shady enough, at least, with the FBI, the way regulations are written. That's why they went after Manafort day one. Some think Manafort could even been a plant, even though he didn't know it. Oh, but now Mueller's investigating Democrat lobbyist Tony Podesta, says the NBC. They're being forced to do that to make it look like he's impartial. The guy himself is worse than the Podesta brothers and almost as bad as Hillary when it comes to being in bed with Russian companies and transferring uranium in suitcases to them. I mean, wow. Who transfers weapons-grade uranium on tarmacs to the FSB? That's the KGB. And who runs the investigation now? It's like they were saying on Tucker Carlson last week. The only person not involved with Russia is Donald Trump. That's why they're going after him. On something this corrupt, on something this big. They want you to be corrupt, then they'll leave you alone. It's why they don't like Trump. He's not corrupt. They don't have any bodies. They don't have any skeletons. They don't have anything to get him. He's a one-woman man. Yeah, he's had three wives and some girlfriends, but he's with her, he's with you. And then when you're mean to him, he doesn't like you, he's gone. Just like I told you before, he said it in the press conference. He's a germaphobe, folks. He might take a woman when he's not even married out 20 times before he takes her upstairs if she wants a drink because he doesn't drink. I'm not going to get into what I've known, not from just Stone, but others about Trump. To say he's getting pee-peed on by Russians, you know, you think a guy that wild wouldn't have been caught doing that before? And of course, it's turned out to be fake, but Trump calls for prosecution of Democrats after reports of impending indictments in Russia probe. Do something, he says. Never seen such Republican anger and unity as I have concern. The lack of investigation on Clinton made fake dossier. Now $12 million. Yeah, that's what they paid for somebody to make up that Trump got pissed on. Excuse me. Trump demands Republicans do something in Twitter meltdown. No, you have Robert Mueller. We need to make a promo with Mueller engaged in corruption, playing Ferris Bueller Day Off clips. But it's not funny. Literally so in bed with the Russians, so paid off, so bought off. That's what globalism is selling your country out. I mean, there's 100 times to sell out to China, but it doesn't make the Russian stuff okay. But what do you think the Russians are going to do when we've got people running the country literally selling the nation off? That's what globalists and leftists are. They tell us they hate America because to sell the country out, you got to hate it. You ever wonder why a bank robber might just pistol whip the clerk for no reason? Because they know they're a jerk. They know they're scum. They're robbing people's savings. They're in there robbing a bank. And they feel guilty for what they've done. So they decide to be nasty and pistol whip the clerk while they're at it. And the left could have bankrupted America, could have controlled it, could have run it in the ground. But they wanted to like hurt Christians and create race war and create all this division. And so it finally woke people up because they were so degenerate and so nasty. And now they've been caught in bed with every foreign government that had money to buy us off. And so they pointed at the guy that wanted to make the country great again, who wanted to bring the jobs back, who didn't want to sell us off. And they say, he's the traitor. Because that's all they can do. Here's another one. We'll get into it when we come back on Trump. But again, last Friday, all these lawmakers, including Democrats, including former CIA director Panetta, went on TV and said, this looks illegal. This is really bad. They lied about the dossier. They lied about Russia. Now all that's out of the news. It's all indict Manafort. That's how you change the subject. That's how the swamp drains America. It's how the vampires suck our blood dry.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Out of my way, out of my day, out of your mind, into my head, it's a newborn.
Alex Jones has been talking about this for years.
The UN is to get UNESCO World Heritage Site biosphere designation over the Alamo. Now, they admit they're trying to get that designation, so it's designated by tourists and people, so they can go there. I get that, but I'm an expert on this. I made a film about it 16 years ago. They've had congressional testimonies. They've had legislative testimonies. We have it all linked in his article. We had it linked in the other article. We have the UN plat demanding San Antonio not let anybody build in the corridor. It takes control of the other areas, and it does let them dictate. That's a fact. That's a fact. United Nations to destroy property rights of thousands around Alamo. And you look at the UN documents that we have linked in it, showing the buffer zone, showing how you can't build. They're on record not letting a gold mine 48 miles away from Yellowstone that had been open for decades expand. They're on record shutting down businesses around wherever they set up.
If you read the executive orders that came after this was designated in 1979, in the mid-90s by Bill Clinton. You find it's collateral for, again, international debts, just like Greece having its islands taken over, handed over for debt. The minute that guy heard me talk about Greece and how its islands were handed over, I heard him go, ugh. And I was like, oh, I'll quit videotaping. As soon as this guy's done, he was walking by, heard me, stopped, didn't like hearing about the UN taking over America, got in my video, and then got his little precious photo. Well, you know what? Just because you guys want to deny there's a world government, just because you want to deny that America is being taken over, it's happening.
Recently, the State Department issued this statement on October 12, 2017. The Department of State notified UNESCO Director General Irina Bokova of the U.S. decisions to withdraw from the organization and to seek to establish a permanent observer mission to UNESCO. Pursuant to Article 2 of the UNESCO Constitution, the U.S. withdrawal will take effect on December 31st, 2018. For years, UNESCO has been an international thorn of corruption and mismanagement in the side of our national interest. The Federalist reports, audits show cronyism seems all but endemic, with about 40% of the organization's appointments and promotions failing to meet UNESCO's own criteria for fair competition. The United States was neither the first nor the only country to drop UNESCO. The United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland didn't participate from 1986 to 1997, and Singapore didn't from 1986 to 2007. The United States rejoined UNESCO under President George W. Bush in 2002. In 2011, the Obama administration cut funding to the organization after UNESCO admitted the Palestine Authority as a full member. Since then, UNESCO has exhibited anti-Israel bias again and again, although Israel is the only democracy in the Middle East.
It's always had some sort of bias against Israel or the membership of the Palestinian. Or are there other reasons? Are there other reasons? Because you cite, you know, the organization and so on.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so stepping back about 20 years or so. And so the question is, you know, do we want to pay that money? And do we want to pay more money going forward when there's actually a law that says the UN entity that accepts Palestinians as a member state can no longer receive U.S. funding? Bashar al-Assad from Syria was one of the people who was on the Human Rights Committee at UNESCO. I mean, does that seem to make a whole lot of sense to you? Probably not.
I remember 10 years ago, they would still say the Trilateral Commission didn't exist. Remember that? The CFR didn't exist. There wasn't a global cabal. There wasn't a plan to bankrupt the world. Derivatives weren't going to hurt us. They didn't want to bankrupt us. Everything we said came true because the globalist plan is public.
By dropping UNESCO, the U.S. is sending a message, one of profound ceremonial symbolism, telling globalism to get the hell out of our country. John Bowne reporting for Infowars.com.
Now, that's a very important report for obvious reasons, but pulling back from it, UNESCO's the real power of the UN. The General Assembly is a puppet organization with no real power. The Security Council is made up of the G7. Russia's been kicked out of it, but they still have voting power. The point is, it's a robber baron first world club set up by the Rockefellers in 1945. They gave them the land first in San Francisco and then in New York in 1947. That's what it was set up for. And the Eugenics Society, run by Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, who was a eugenicist and the first transhumanist and a technocrat, these are his words, by the way. I've actually read the books he wrote. You might want to actually read them. He became the first director general of UNESCO. And UNESCO actually runs the UN. It's the corporate heart of it. It's the real endowment. And if you look at our public school education, at the refugees, the migrants, the illegals we take, it's all under UNESCO. When you see the TV programs they air in Germany saying women wear hijabs except Islam, and it's a blonde, you know, movie star dancing saying, I wear a hijab, I like Islam, that's UNESCO. We just showed an article about it. So when you wonder where the policy gets written that the Department of Education accepts, I've had the former heads, two different heads of the Department of Education and the deputy head, Charlotte Iserby, on the show. And they were told back in Reagan's day, he wasn't running and he would put good people in so they'd be over it. But all the bureaucrats under him are like, we're carrying out the Carnegie Endowment Rockefeller Foundation operation of the UNESCO plant. And they'd say, what's that? They go, John P. Holder, and here's the book. And the latest book at that point was the 1974 book, 43 years old now, Ecoscience. And it says, in the family, promote not having families, promote homosexuality. And I'm not attacking people that are gay. The point is they promote it so they break everybody up. You know gay folks are the most alone, no kids, on average. Some are happy. I'm a libertarian. I'm just telling you what's in the documents. And they talk about putting chemicals in the water to lower your sperm count and to lower your fertility and to make you effeminate as a male so you're more manageable, because male species in all mammal groups are aggressive. They don't want to be pushed around. The women select the most dominant males. They have babies with them to make the species better. And here's a BuzzFeed crew shocked to learn they have low testosterone. I'm going to play this clip in a moment. But they're proud of it. But look at the CNN article, decades after I told you. Alarming drop in sperm counts needs more study. Diet drinks are associated with weight gain. New research shows, told you that 20 years ago with brain surgeons. Here's another one. Global Paris climate failure. The European Union's failed world government. I thought none of this existed. Oh, CNN, fluoride exposure in utero, that's babies, links to lower IQ in kids, study finds. But we're right again, so what? If you're a victim of this, just embrace it and be proud of the fact you've been brain damaged, and then attack those of us that try to warn you. That's kind of the Omega Man, last man alive on Earth, Vincent Price scenario that they knew psychologically wise through Stockholm Syndrome, that you would try to kill those of us that actually try to help you. Doesn't matter how many Harvard studies we got, you've drunk the Kool-Aid, or a lot of the controllers actually don't take it. They just like to do it to the public. Let's play this clip of BuzzFeed, the folks that put out the PP Gate dossier and all the other fake stuff, the fake news kings celebrating that as betas, the true alpha global Satanists have put them in power to overthrow creation, and they celebrate their genetic death. Here it is.
The first category is testosterone.
If it's based on aggression, this will probably go to Ned. He's a very aggressive person.
I don't care when the testosterone thing. You know, if I don't win the testosterone thing, it's all bull.
Testosterone is linked to body hair and to hair loss.
Your boy Zach got both of those.
I think that I'm going to win this category because I have a ton of sperm in my blood. Whenever I get my blood taken out, they're like, wow, there's so much sperm in here.
That's not how that works.
Testosterone is a very important male hormone.
You know, let's hit pause.
Any testosterone.
I want to come back in the next segment, because they, when it all comes back, they have no testosterone. They're not men. They celebrate it. I mean, I can take one look at these guys and tell you they don't have high testosterone. My problem is I am chronically too high. Yeah, I'm super fertile. Rallying patriots worldwide with devastating success. When we say tip of the spear, we made it. Heavy is the crown. I'm Alex Jones, waging war on corruption, crashing the lies and disinformation. So, UNESCO's main mission, if you actually read it, their founding documents of Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, is to end the human species as we know it, to make it formulated control. Just like if you look at Monsanto and their genetically engineered crops, they said it was like 20 years ago in National Geographic, South Africans were complaining, saying you're patenting life, you're taking over the life cycle. And they said, yes, we want all life on Earth to finally be patented and controlled, and then most seeds will not produce seeds that create life. You'll have to get it from us. So, see, the fullest form of domination is to just end the human species as you know it and to make it domesticated. But you first got to get a group of beta males who've chemically been castrated through the water supply and the GMO food, the estrogen mimickers, which they now admit, to think it's fun and cool. And then they still have their brain tissue that's aggressive and, you know, meant to engage in conquest. They just want the hormone. And then organize them to hate males that still somehow are operating in a masculine fashion. And then you also break up men and women to not work with each other. So women think they're with the state. So the men, the beta males, then go join the state, believing they're then running a successful operation. But really, the women and men that join that become children. It doesn't mean out here in the hinterland, those not under globalist central control are good or bad. It's a variant. It just means we're not under the dominant programming of the New World Order ethos. So if you wish to be free, you need to be aware of this. I mean, this is an admitted operation. And what I'm getting at here is the fact that Trump pulled us out of the TPP, a 10-year program to literally take over 90% of Congress's activities and trump the states where they wouldn't have any authority. I mean, it was conquering us, corporate takeover, usurpation. And Trump killed it, and he killed all the other stuff. And now he said, you know, the rest of the world has clean coal and has cheap energy. We are taking our restrictions off. And it just, it has them so mad because America had the renaissance. We had the wealth. We had the power. We had the magic, the secret sauce. They wanted to shut that down, make us all guilty, and then shell it off in chunks to everybody else as if it was Promethean fire, thinking then that the different viceroys of globalism would control different sectors. And Trump said, you know what? Full throttle, Americana. Ramming speed. Release the Kraken. He's sort of just flipping the switches. He's only gotten, like, out of 100 switches as an allegory, as an analogy, he's only gotten, like, 10 of the switches pulled. And already, America's just roared back with a trillion horsepower and just electric dynamos, and it's just already surging. And the globals are like, no! Because they wanted to harness that power. But when they harness it, it diminishes because they don't have the honorable will to pull the sword from the stone, Excalibur. They don't have the goodwill of people in their hands. They don't want to empower people. They want to enslave them. They're afraid of real success. They can't compete with it. They can't pull the sword, Excalibur, from the stone. Because I've told you, this is metaphysical. This is spiritual. That's why they're crapping their drawers. You think the hunchback demons of L.A. like what's happening? They want to see you in a ditch. But here's BuzzFeed and this doctor they've got on talking about testosterone. And, of course, they find they're all, for their age, hundreds of points below what they should be. And then none of them ask, why is this happening? That's why they demonize us, because we tell you it's a program. The UNESCO said so. You know, Brazil 25 years ago didn't have fluoridated water and didn't do all that and didn't allow glyphosate in. They didn't have breast cancer. It, basically, 90-year-old women might get it. They now have the same numbers as us after they did it. I mean, weed killer don't just kill weeds, folks. It grow a big old fat juicy tumor and put your wife, your mama, your daughter in the grave. I just showed you scores of mainstream news admitting mass brain damage from the fluoride. They can't even cover this up. So let's go to these little mercenaries, useful idiots that lower the drawbridge of the globalist, dance around showing males be a bunch of non-threatening candy asses. And it doesn't matter if you're big or little physically, it's your mind. I know a lot of big guys that are total slaves, a lot of little guys that are awesome. It's not about how big you are. It's about your will. So let's go ahead and go to these people celebrating the loss of their masculinity. Here it is.
Testosterone is a very important male hormone. If a man doesn't have any testosterone, he loses a lot of characteristics that makes him a man.
Hey, good to see you again.
Good to see you too.
So I think the last time we were together, we did semen analyses on you, and I learned a lot about you.
What's your on-vein percentage? Are you bad in 100?
I don't want to say because I'll jinx myself.
So it's a simple blood test, and we get a relatively accurate measurement and figure out where men are on the spectrum.
I bet you a sperm has gotten into blood once and been like, whoa, where am I?
Eugene doesn't love needles.
Shut up.
Yeah, it's like my veins, they're hidden.
Want to look at the other arm?
Oh, no.
So they get their blood taken, and they find they're not men.
Right, sweetie.
Men with high levels of testosterone.
They eat plenty of tofu. They all got vegetarian diets.
Muscle mass is another thing.
Kind of giving me blood.
My blood is very selfish.
If you look at it from that perspective, then he may appear more attractive.
We have to go back to the right side.
Let's take a look.
Are you serious right now?
I'm not a cow.
You're a white male.
Not anymore.
How much sperm is typically in the bloodstream?
Zero.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah, it makes no sense at all.
So we have the results. Dun, da, da, da.
I know a lot of guys look like that.
Oh, wow.
The runner-up for the most testosterone is Kippie Poo.
Biggest. The point is,
number one,
it's a mental attitude that produces testosterone. Then I can tell you that. And they just go through. They all got low. Let's finish up. Go ahead.
Whoa. Have you seen how hairy his legs are?
I do have very hairy legs.
Yeah, that's hairy legs.
Daddy. You guys ready for number three?
I don't even know.
The very sexy, the zaddy. Oh. Don't worry, Ned.
I really thought Ned would be number one.
There's no scientific data that correlates the level of testosterone to the level of attractiveness.
Being aggressive usually is a low testosterone. People that have testosterone or the mental focus to even have it to begin with are normally more concerned about the environment, what's going on. If you go out and involve yourself in aggressive tasks and operations, then your testosterone will normally go up, despite even diet studies show. And they've also noticed women tend to produce testosterone-like hormones, even stop having their periods in stress-like environments. So they're trying to put women into those roles as the new bot males of the elite while training males to turn their operations off entirely and basically roll over and die. That's an oversimplification of it all, but if you want to understand how much they've made fun of me on Colbert and all the other establishment brainwashing programs saying your sperm count's down, fluoride's brain damaging you, amphibian life's being made basically sterile or, quote, gay. That's all a fact. Anybody can search that and find tens of thousands of government reports for themselves. But they attack it because they don't want a national debate about it. They want a BuzzFeed celebration of it, as you just saw. And again, the European Union's failed world government. The global Paris climate is over. Alarming drop in sperm counts needs more study. CNN, diet drinks are associated with weight gain. New research suggests. I told you that 20 years ago with brain surgeons. That's Washington Post. Leaked Soros docs confirm migrant crisis is a tool of global governance. CNN claims Alex Jones fabricated Soros Nazi ties, even though his father said, quote, he even helped with the inventory, Soros' father wrote in 65 autobiography. Gotta make money off rounding up Jews, especially if you're Jewish. Then it's trendy. Fluoride exposure in utero linked to lower IQs in children, study finds. But it doesn't matter. Once their IQs have been lowered, they don't like the fact that you even had yours lowered, but you're still above them. See, they want to pull you down. Impact of fluoride neurological development in children. Harvard studies. There's that. And then I've got all these stacks I haven't even gotten to yet, ladies and gentlemen. They've declared independence in Catalan. They tried to declare martial law, beat up a bunch of people, had the government come out and say it never happened, only made folks blow up that much more. But when we come back, the censorship to shut down the second American Revolution. Roger Stone says he'll sue Twitter over account suspension. We're being censored as well. The new religions are obsessed with AI. Elon Musk warns that the elite are worshiping AI and intend to exterminate humanity. I think I heard that before from somebody. That's coming up next hour. And more on the JFK files, that Kennedy was assassinated from the front, as we always told you. Before I end anything, though, we're listener supported. We've got giant sales running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off on high-quality colloidal silver, 50% off on Anthroplex, and on Winter Sun. You need so much during the winter. InfoWarsLive.com or 888-253-3139. You're funding our operation. Doesn't just get you great products. It funds the second American Revolution that's global. 1776 worldwide. Brought to you by the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Second hour. Stay with us.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Now, I will be opening the phones up tomorrow with the 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. show. There's David Knight, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. before I come on, and then there's the War Room after with Owen Schroeder doing a great job and the rest of the crew. But I will be opening the phones up tomorrow. I've got a few special reports coming up in the last two segments this hour. But right now, I want to plow through some of the other reports I've got here. But I am tempted to take a few phone calls, specifically on the JFK documents. So let's do that right now. Specifically, first-time callers, specifically on what do you make of Trump releasing them unredacted so far. And then holding back a day and a half to black out a few names. But earlier, 2,800 documents unredacted with just LBJ and the KKK and Hitler still alive back in the 50s, and they knew, and the CIA wanted to stage terror attacks against Americans to start wars, and Kennedy being shot, that's the big one, through the chest, through the neck from the front. And it just goes on and on and on and on. Breaking, President Kennedy assassinated from front, according to Surgeon General and FBI. That's a great report. I know people just put that up, but it probably needs to be breaking. President Kennedy shot from the front, but whatever. The point is, it's just crazy to be alive right now. 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, specifically on that subject. What is it like to live to see this? 877-789-ALEX. But on top of it, isn't Trump right with all the Uranium One news coming out and Mueller and uranium transfers on airport tarmacs and in 10 companies with no investment, when the investment's $10 million in one company to get involved and just put him in and he gets dividends and the speeches overseas? And it's like you got a literal Ruski agent strutting around, this Clinton operative. And then, of course, he's pointing at those of us that have fought. I mean, I've been called a Russian agent in Congress with no evidence. And so is Matt Drudge and Tucker Carlson. It's like you laugh at it till you realize, no, man, they mean to kill Trump, overthrow the legitimate government, and have a mass roundup. I mean, that's what the left's pushing. November 4th coming up. Next Saturday, we'll be covering it live here. They say civil war, kill everybody. And they've already killed hundreds of cops. When they kill them in Dallas or Louisiana or New York, they say, CNN goes, well, cops need to reform themselves. That's why they're getting killed. As if some cop does something wrong over here, or most of the time it wasn't even true. I'm not defending the cops. I'm just saying the cases. And then you blame some other cop 1,000 miles away while he's pumping gas or changing a tire or giving somebody a ticket, and you drive by and shoot him in the back. And people go, a lot of leftists go, Jones, you used to be against the police. Now you're just a big butt kisser. What? I was against the police not following the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and becoming globalist tools. And in the last few years, the police have been one of the main groups, along with the military, that have said no to the globalist. So if they're the one group listening more than anybody else and are critical, why wouldn't I want to win and be friends? I'm not against the average cop or the average auto mechanic, the average black person, white person, Hispanic person, old person, young person, north, south, east, west. I'm against people that are idiots going along with globalism, but I'm really against people that are conscious of what they're doing, coming down on our freedoms. So I'm going to take a few phone calls in this segment, the next, that I'm going to air part of a key report that I haven't gotten to that's so amazing. Boycott the NFL for sexual assault and stupidity. That's coming up. And then I'm going to lay out all the JFK files. They're coming in as we speak. That's coming up at 33 after, in like 29 minutes from now. I'm going to lay it all out, the big enchilada. So tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, tune in. History's happening now, and it vindicates everything we've ever said. Wow. I'm not getting sick of winning, though, yet. Are you?
Patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We're going to go to Todd and Sharon and others here in a moment to get their take on 53 years and 11 months after the assassination of John Fitzgerald Kennedy in Dallas, Texas. Trump actually released 95% of the documents on Thursday night. The CIA held back some. They rebelled. He released the other 200 files last night, Saturday night. And, I mean, it's, they knew Hitler was still alive with thousands of Nazis in South America, which we always knew was an open secret. And LBJ was a KKK member and the CIA was staging terror attacks in America, trying to start a war with Russia and Cuba. But it gets crazier. You realize the same globalists funded the Bolshevik Revolution. It wasn't like we were for Russia. Then they talk about the Surgeon General and the FBI, how Kennedy was shot over the overpass through the windshield, in the neck, his vertebra blown out. We have the Surgeon General report from the FBI and CIA. That got released. I mean, wow. It's so surreal to have this level of vindication. Yeah, I said a private corporate government was being set up and the TPP was transferring power, and it was true, and Trump got in and killed it. And so many other things. But we knew it was real because we already had the documents. They make jokes now and say, the documents. They had a congressional hearing back in the mid-70s, the congressional hearing, not the Warren Commission, but a congressional hearing, and the House found Kennedy was killed by two shooters. It was the government, criminal elements. So it's all up on Infowars.com. It's up on NewsWars.com. Zero Hedge had it in a big article, the one paragraph from the declassified documents you need to read. And it's just all right there. What a time to be alive. Thank you all for your support and your prayers. Yeah, we've been demonized. We've been attacked. They've come after us on so many fronts. But the good news is, despite that, we're still hiring more reporters and crew and expanding because it's our job to do it. So many people just climb the ladder or get scared and go along with threats. To me, going along with threats or intimidation's like dying. Fighting back's like swimming to the surface to get air. And right now I'm getting some big gulps of air, man. I am so blessed. I am so honored. I cannot say how amazing this crew is and how much I love them. And I can't say how much I love you and how much I appreciate you. And that's why I get humbled when I see families wearing our T-shirts or on the street saying hi to us, and black families, Hispanic, white, old, young, whatever, we're all humans, just coming together. It's so humbling that it really freaks me out. It makes me want to work harder, because if all these great people are counting on me, it just lets me know how important this mission is. So hard times are ahead, and they're going to indict a bunch of people that are innocent, obviously, with the Russia crap, because they know they've done these crimes and they want to cover up for what they've done. But at the end of the day, the truth's all coming out. Uranium One, everything, the fake dossier, everything. And it's just an amazing time to be alive. There's not just evil in the world. And evil gets good to forget that it exists. But as soon as good stands up, evil's running. That's why evil hates good, folks. Losers hate the truth. Losers hate victory. These folks have had control of the government for a while. They were arrogant. They put on their con game. They thought they could go forever. Well, guess what? You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. You can hide your hand in the dark and work against your fellow man. But sooner or later, God's going to cut you down. Sooner or later, going to cut you down politically. Then they threaten us. Look at everything we've done to you. And I go, what, you don't think I know? Only makes me know I'm on target. Only makes me wake up in the morning. They hadn't figured that out yet. I'm already fulfilled by being who I am. I don't need a bigger house or faster cars or private jets. I need to overrun you and defeat you because you wanted to extinct me. That's my will. That's when I need oxygen, baby. I don't get it until I've got you. And I only say that to the enemy because they want to demoralize us. They want to dehumanize us. They want to destroy our morale. You will never break my will as long as God doesn't forsake me, and God's never forsake me. So I just pray that folks pray to give us the strength we need to carry out this mission. That's all I want. But I've already carried out a large part of the mission. I know there's ripple effects in the pond, but I personally, like an engine ready to blow, know I need to just ram that sucker all the way through. So there's no doubt. I give every ounce and every piece of my energy, even though it's failed and fallen and weak. I'm not a devil worshiper. I'm not a pedophile. I'm not out to get you. And I'm just going to ram that accelerator all the way in and just make sure that I gave every last drop to this fight. As screwed up as it's been honest. It's been straight up. And I've just already seen devastation unbelievable to the enemy. That's why I know as you awaken there, they are horrified, because there are souls awakening and hearts awakening and people awakening of every skin color, but they all got red blood and they want freedom and they know evil and they want to stand against it. And that's why the enemy's so scared right now. Lee and Nelson and JK and Wild and Todd. We're going to go to you right now. Let's go to Lee in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, thank you very much for doing all what you do, and I pray for you and our president. I think the reason he's putting all these folders from JFK out to public is he wants everybody to know what they might do to him. Shadow government, deep state. This is what they do to a good president. I think that's the reason for that.
Brother, we need to put what you said at the start of the broadcast today, and we put it on YouTube and Facebook while we're still there, because that's it. They said last Friday, 9 days, they said he is not released. When he did this, these are real files. I mean, this is Hitler was still, I mean, Hitler was alive. I mean, this is powerful. What do you think?
Well, that's the reason he's trying to tell people in different way, his own way, Mr. Trump's way. This is what they do to presidents when they're doing good jobs. And people are catching up. They're waking up. Thanks because of you.
No, thanks to you, Lee. We're the same, brother. What do you make of this time we're in, though? It's crazy how much is being revealed. What's happening?
Like Roger Stone said, they're getting close to something. I mean, maybe weeks, days, and he wants to let them know this is what is coming up. Wake up, people. Wake up.
And he's begging us, do something. They've been paid off by foreign governments. I've done nothing. He's saying, help me, do something. Trump believes in us. That's it. He doesn't think we're weak and dumb. He believes the people are strong.
Doesn't have anybody else. This is us. His good people around him, if I may call him good, excuse my bad language.
No, you're great language. Well, most of them are cowards. Even if they're good, they just, I hear you. Go ahead.
Doing him any good. So
that's because most people in the power structure did it for power, and they just are afraid to lose the power. You get all the power by not wanting the power. God bless you, Lee. Love you, and I appreciate you. It's such an epic time, folks. It's so epic. Nelson. And we got Todd. We got so many others. Let's go to Wild in Wisconsin. Wild, you're on the air.
Hi, I have two questions. Do you think it will be 53 years and 2 months until we figure out some semblance of a story out of Vegas?
That's a great point. In fact, I thought about that today when I was going to drive in. I thought of one show name for the file for the podcast to be 53 Laters, We Learn the Truth About Dallas. Will it be 53 So We Learn the Truth About Vegas? And I've been given info that I've not been allowed to give out where we... It's very dangerous information, but I don't violate sources, so I can't talk about it. But the official story is not true, obviously. And it was, what do you think about it?
About Vegas or my second question?
No, Vegas. Go ahead.
You know, one thing, there's a lot of angles, and it's amazing seeing the hive mind at work and the back and forth banter between the establishment, deep state, and the deep citizenry. But also, one angle I didn't notice.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I'm putting you on hold. There is literal telekinesis going on here. I meant to call the show today because when I'm not on air, I'm a lot smarter. I mean, everybody knows that you're under a light. Stuff's going on. You can't remember everything you want to do. I was going to call it Deep Citizen today. I was going to come in here and say they've got their deep state of traitors against humanity. We have the deep humanity, the deep citizenry. And the caller just said it. It was meant metaphysically to happen. This is incredible. Stay with us. The next segment. Strange days are here. Jones, your host, taking your phone calls right now. In the last few months, when I'm really thinking deeply about the state of the world, I realize deep state is just criminal networks within the bureaucracy working against the country, using it, feeding off of it, because they don't understand the whole Renaissance expansion pro-human model. And that truly... Those of us that love America, of every color, of every creed, who have red blood, who are one race, humanity, who believe in open free societies, who know that the West has been the greatest example of that, and who love all the other cultures as well, but that recognize that Western culture is not a hate crime. It's been a great attribute. When you pull back from that and you think about the fact that we are the deep state, when we hold on to our culture, when we hold on to our ideas, when we hold on to the Bill of Rights, we hold on to self-defense, we hold on to masculinity or femininity and all that made our species great. We don't let these corporate technocrats manipulate our lives and fully take control of us. We are in an act of rebellion against a scientific takeover. And it's so fundamental. And it's so empowering to realize that and to become conscious of the psychopaths and their sociopath minions that know how humans work, but don't look at marvel at our species and want to empower us collectively, but instead bring collective bondage and want to control us. That's the big secret. The psychopaths are farming us. Wild in Wisconsin, make your point. Go ahead.
My point regarding Vegas or the second question?
The point you made about the true citizen deep state. Remember that statement?
All of time, even before recorded time, we've clashed over and over again in endless brutal battles and weary wars. And just like that 16-beer, 4 a.m. Australian caller said, conformists and nonconformists and defectors, we all know who they are conforming to and what we are defecting from. The evil and inverted conformity that always yields the same crop. But regarding Vegas, one angle I haven't seen discussed was that Vegas is also known for its huge amounts of untraceable cash. And with all those shootings all over the strip, it begs the question if there was some sort of heist. We have witnesses from all around the
country. Oh, absolutely. There was some giant criminal operation. There's a cover-up. Great points, Wild. Sorry I was coughing earlier. Carlos in Bolivia. I got to run, but I wanted to get to you. What's your point real quick, Carlos?
Yes. Okay, Alex. Amazing. Thank you for the work. One of the guns that killed Kennedy was a Mauser that was, which a German made, that the caliber only went to Argentina. Okay? You probably know that. Only went to Argentina. So from Argentina, Mr. Martin Bormann took it to the U.S., okay? And it's a great job that you are doing. Not only the United States, Bolivia, the rest of the world are in the hands of these Nazis that went underground, and also the Stalinists that get in bed with the petro-Islamist terrorist assassins.
Is that the Nazis are allied with the EU and the Muslims? What do you make of it coming out that Hitler was in South America and protected in these documents? Wow, huh?
Yes, I already had information about that in the year 2000. So that's no surprise. And,
we'll
know,
do this. Call me back tomorrow. I promise. We'll put you on hold, Carlos. I want to hear from you, everybody else. But I got to go to this report right now. Stay with us. We'll be back. Infowars.com, Newswars.com. Amazing reality. All this stuff coming out, it's unbelievable.
People have to be made to feel uncomfortable, and especially white people, because we're comfortable. We still have no clue of what being born white means. And if you read some of the, you know, recent literature, you'll realize it really is no such thing as whiteness. But we've kind of made it up. That's not my original thought, but it's true. And it's hard to sit down and decide that, yes, it's like you're at the 50, you know, the 50-meter mark in a 100-meter dash. And you got that kind of a lead. Yes, because you were born white, you have advantages that are systemically, culturally, psychologically there. And they have been built up and cemented for hundreds of years.
Recently, Miami-Dade officers refused to work the Dolphins-Jets game due to the fact that they would in part be protecting protesting millionaire players hell-bent on blaming them for the brutal chaos in America. These out-of-touch pro athletes don't understand much. However, numbers are something athletes can understand. Here are the numbers from the FBI, and the numbers don't lie. The Washington Times reports more than any other demographic group, black men are paying the price with their lives, with a surging violent crime rate over the past 2 years, including a 20% jump in the overall homicide rate, even as the number of blacks killed by police declines. Using homicide figures from the 2016 FBI Uniform Crime Report, Manhattan Institute fellow Heather McDonald found that the number of black homicide victims has jumped by nearly 900 per year since the Black Lives Matter movement took root in 2014. The latest FBI 2017 crime statistic numbers show that the violent crime rate at 360.3 incidents per 100,000 inhabitants is the highest since 2012. The murder rate at 5.3 per 100,000 is the highest it's been since 2008. The same is true for rape and aggravated assault at 248.5 per 100,000 is the worst it's been since 2010. Actually, the players are causing more harm than anything else. The reality can be found in what has been dubbed the Ferguson effect. As police officers back off of patrolling high crime areas, the black-on-black homicide increases. The millionaire athletes need to swallow the truth hidden in the numbers. Black-on-black crime is fueling the side effects plaguing the innocent folks living in American war zones communities like the South Side of Chicago. Far more needs to be done than foolishly protesting our anthem.
I think we're going to see more of this. We're going to see more people, an over-politicization of America. We're going to see people outside of sports. Now this is leaking over to the baseball. It's leaking over to hockey. It's leaking over to NASCAR. Dale Earnhardt Jr. said he wanted to be in solidarity with these guys. And so people are going to...
Because their bosses are saying conservatives won't punish you. They don't care, but liberals will love you. Virtue signal to them. And then the mainstream media will say you're good. No, Dale Earnhardt Jr., you're an idiot. You're going to be hated by your core fans forever. And the numbers show it, but they're still committing political suicide. Why?
Because it's a program. Because it's a program. And they know that it's not going to
be ordered
overnight. They know that it's a conditioning.
It's a nudging. It's a force feeding.
In fact, we should be protesting the NFL players for their epidemic of sexual assaults. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Alex Jones. Hard to believe it's hard the 29th day of October, 2017. As we transmit here live on this Sunday broadcast worldwide. Now, as you know, earlier, I got into the incredible new revelations in the JFK files. And the fact that the deep state, the permanent government, the shadow government, as it officially calls itself, had tried in the 11th hour to hold back 200 files out of the data dump and told the president, look, it's too classified. You've got to wait. You've got to have it be reviewed later. And the president said, well, my hands are tied. They're the ones that control it, but I'm ordering it released, hopefully very soon. A day and a half later on Saturday, he tweeted that indeed, he'd said, look, get it done. And all they excised was some of the names of still living CIA agents. So there was some limited blacking out, and now that's been released. There it is. JFK files are released long ahead of schedule. So they tried to embarrass him on Friday when he said, okay, it's being released. And then there were 200 files that weren't released. Roughly 95% was released. And Trump said, I'll get to the bottom of it. I'll get it out soon. Boom. Next day, it is released. And obviously, with our research crew, we are crawling through this. But most importantly, you, the listeners and viewers, are crawling through all of it. And that's what's really important. And you're the folks finding all this bombshell information. But if you just joined us, let me recap before I get to some other news that ties into this, what's been discovered. CBS, JFK assassination files. Hoover, that was the head of the FBI at the time, said the FBI must convince the public Oswald acted alone. The cover-up begins day one. We told you that a long time ago. We're vindicated. But, of course, the big ones now. JFK files. CIA planned deadly attack in Miami to blame Cuba. False flag plan was part of Operation Mongoose. I had guests on before the year 2000 who talked about the CIA actually carrying out some of the terror bombings in the U.S. and blaming it on their political enemies. This, of course, later got declassified as Operation Northwoods. So this new declassification from the CIA gives us what was already declassified in 2000 from the NSA. Anybody can search engine the term Operation Northwoods and see Infowars.com reporting on it first back in 2000, but also ABC News, CBS News, and Wikipedia. So something I've been talking about forever, being made fun of, confirmed. So Trump really released the raw files. The 2,800 files or so. Those were absolutely unredacted, unbelievable. I can't believe he did it. I mean, he just keeps delivering. This is truly a major sea change. And the media has been spinning it. Well, any president could have released it since the law was passed in 92. So Trump didn't do anything. They think you're stupid. Bush Sr., the Clintons, for their two terms, was, you know, she was basically co-president, so that's three terms. And then George W., that's two more. And then Obama, that's two more. That's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven terms they didn't release it. And then Trump does it, and the media's like, oh, he did nothing. Again, he can find the cure for cancer, which, you know, they have a lot of the cures for different cancers out there. And what Trump talks about, we're going to release the secret technologies. We're going to unlock the secrets of the universe. They've already unlocked a lot of them, folks. The breakaway civilization wants to have it for themselves. This is the beginning of Trump delivering on what he said he would do. This is majestic. It's so amazing. Because they didn't use secrecy to empower humanity. They used it to enslave us. And it wasn't the American government. It was globalist corporations that got control of our intelligence agencies in 1947 with the National Security Act. So, ultra-massive CIA staging terror attacks and wanting to stage others. And quite frankly, Frontline on PBS 15 years ago reported on this too. And stuff I'd never known about that got declassified that I didn't find, where Bobby wanted to blow up the U.S. embassy in Honduras to start a war in Central America. And actually his brother overrode him. So there's just a lot of craziness going on here. The Kennedys weren't perfect little angels, folks. So that's huge. Now let's get into the big one. Now this is up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com as a video report. But we really ought to be from the highest rooftops yelling out, the U.S. Surgeon General did the second autopsy, not just the first medical exam there in Dallas. And they found he'd been shot through the throat, but they did a tracheotomy that wasn't needed long after he was dead to cover it up. Everything that the late, great Jim Mars and everybody else said was the case, that the JFK movie broke down with Oliver Stone, all vindicated and all of you vindicated. But the headlines, the one paragraph you need to read from the JFK assassination files that may change everything, that's from Zero Hedge. And then you read it, and it's a direct document from the FBI memo that the CIA got that had classified. And it goes on to say the Surgeon General report, which again they made classified, on the assassination stated that the first bullet entered the president's throat below the Adam's apple, clearly showing that the two persons were involved, with the first shot being fired from the bridge across the parkway in front of the car, which is what hundreds of witnesses said, and hundreds of witnesses then all died in their garages, got run over by cars, got shot in the back of the head. Continuing to further substantiate this, and then it gets into their CIA and FBI contacts, there was a bullet hole in the windshield of the presidential limousine. And there's more. I mean, boom, ladies and gentlemen, here's the big takeaway. They suppressed the U.S. Surgeon General's autopsy of President John Fitzgerald Kennedy that found he was shot through the throat from the overpass, not just the grassy knoll, which is what hundreds of witnesses pointed and said they saw. Then E. Howard Hunt gets arrested in a railway car 200 yards away with the rifles. And he was only one of the most famous assassins in the world at the time. One of the most famous assassins ever that Ethan Hunt's based on a Mission Impossible is found with a bunch of guys dressed up like hobos in a train container filled with weapons, and they're all released hours later, and now you've got the document from the FBI and the CIA declassified by Donald John Trump in 2017. Who thought you would ever live to see this, ladies and gentlemen? How ultra-massive is this? How huge is it to know this and to understand this and to see this? It is just so amazing, so mind-boggling. And then it just gets more insane from there. Because I got a text message last night from Tim Kennedy, who's going to be in studio with us tomorrow, the Green Beret and famous sniper and UFC champ, a UFC heavy contender. He sent me information saying, look at this. It's all right here for everybody to see. And in the new data dump from the Central Intelligence Agency, we're going to come back and talk more about this. It's the CIA saying their operatives in South America documented that there was a huge German community that had run there with hundreds of billions of dollars after World War II, and that they were there and that Hitler was being protected, basically, and they gave this information over and document cam police. There's even a photograph, and we'll blow this up and put this on screen when we come back in the next segment. But this is simply amazing. So there it is on Tim Kennedy's Twitter. I've retweeted it, Real Alex Jones, and you can read the whole thing. This is declassified by the President of the United States. So they tried to keep this from coming out, but he put it out. Oh, and there's more coming up when we return on the other side of this quick break, ladies and gentlemen. Not just that Kennedy was shot from the back and the front, as we always said. No, it's also in the FBI files that Lyndon Baines Johnson was KKK. It's all happening in front of our eyes. Everything hidden is being brought to light, just like the Bible said. The world government, the cancer viruses and the vaccine, the fluoride causing brain damage. It's all coming out. It's all coming out, all of it. It's amazing. I'm Alex Jones, your host. I just cannot believe that we've lived to see this, all of us together. The president declassified last Thursday night at midnight 2,800 plus documents, as they're called by the CIA. An additional 200 plus were held back, not by him, but by the CIA, countermanding his orders. On Saturday morning, a day and a half later, he ordered them to be released. This is simply incredible. What an amazing time to be alive. And then what's in them? What is in the CIA's files? From what the media says is the bastion, you know, of supposed truth, who've been lying to us for decade after decade after decade for 54 years since Kennedy was shot by multiple shooters in Dealey Plaza in Dallas, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, the articles, the videos, the documents are on Infowars.com. They're posted in an article titled "The One Paragraph You Need to Read from the JFK Assassination Files That May Change Everything." And it is the Surgeon General's office that conducted the official autopsy on the president, saying that he was shot through the windshield in the front, into the front of the neck, out the back of his spine, just like the Zapruder film shows, before he gets shot again from the front, from the grassy knoll, and the whole back of his head blows off. Anybody knows, you shoot somebody with a high-powered rifle, tiny hole where it goes in, big, giant, gaping hole in the back, and sometimes it blows the whole back of the head off because it causes a shockwave through the brain tissue and explodes out the back. And now, ladies and gentlemen, bigger than Dallas, pun intended, we don't just have the Zapruder film and the president being shot from the overpass that hundreds of witnesses watched, or the back of his head didn't blow it off when he gets shot in the front of the head again. No, ladies and gentlemen. We have the Surgeon General's report. That's what we have. We have the Surgeon General's classified secret report from the FBI and the CIA in these documents, page after page after page of it. Wow. What do you think the establishment thinks of that? Ladies and gentlemen, if you just joined us, here's the big news. It's in the JFK files that Trump has now released in full after the CIA tried to block him on Friday. The remaining files were released, and we now know why. It was the Surgeon General's office that did the secret autopsy that's always remained classified. And they said the witnesses, the cops, all saw people shooting from the knoll and the overpass, but we've got the windshield hole from the front. That's in the front. And we've got the entry hole small in the neck and big in the back at the spine. He was shot from the front. In fact, mainly straight on from the front and from the front at an angle, blowing the back and the side of his head off. Ladies and gentlemen, the big old giant JFK cover-up has come crashing down. Did you ever think you'd live to see it? And then let's get to the other news. Tim Kennedy, UFC star, Green Beret, Patriot, Special Forces operator, good friend of mine, sniper, is coming in studio to give us the exclusive tomorrow before he goes on a mission for months that he can't get into. Dealing with the Central Intelligence Agency via the president, declassifying photos and documents and CIA operatives witnessing Hitler in South America and even talking to people that were working with him. And in the last two episodes of Hunting Hitler on History Channel, Tim Kennedy has gone down there and found German towns hidden in the middle of the mountains and all sorts of stuff, and witnesses getting in their faces when they bring it up, and people still wearing Nazi uniforms. Now, I can't get into what's coming up in the next season because I haven't even been told, but he says it dovetails with all this, and I'm going to leave it right there. He is in studio tomorrow to go over all of this. This is simply incredible. But remember what I told you decades ago, because it was already declassified. So much of what I cover, the media just says I'm making up, hoping you're dumb and don't go look up the fact that it's been declassified. Here it is from the Central Intelligence Agency's homepage. Central Intelligence Agency, Operation Paperclip, the secret intelligence program to bring Nazi scientists to America. 36,000 of them from CIA.gov. So if they're going to bring tens of thousands to run NASA and run the psychology departments and psychiatry and mind wars and InfoWar and have them basically run everything and fight the Cold War and be put in number two positions or number one positions everywhere, because they were a breakaway criminal group that the deep state could fully control, who they had on a short leash. That's why they were put in charge over Americans. And they were cunning, smart, brave, whatever you want to call it, quite evil, many of them. They were brought in to run this country and create the deep state. That's why so much of our deep state looks like a Nazi operation. So anybody doubting that Hitler could have been allowed to live, or that Hitler could have been brought into South America. They found the old submarines. They found the German communities. They know thousands of Nazis went down there and were allowed to go down there if they were too hot to handle, like Klaus Barbie and Adolf Hitler and others. And what adds credence to this is the Russians for 40 years said they had the skull of Hitler dug up from outside the Reich Chancellery and the bunker under it. It was genetically tested, and it was confirmed by the Russians and the West to be a woman's skull. It's not even Adolf Alois Hitler's skull. Again, if our government, if our shadow government was going to bring in 36,000 prominent Nazis to form a shadow government in the United States at the end of 1945, and only hang a few of them were prominent Nazis that had actually captured for show. Most of them ended up dying, you know, of cyanide pills, like Hermann Goering and others inside of their jail cells. Hermann Goering, Heinrich Himmler, you name it. then of course they'd let Hitler escape. Because there's an old thing with the globalists and empires and royalty to let the heads of state escape. Don't kill them, because if you ever got taken over and defeated, you don't want to be killed. Now, they've ignored that in past decades, but a lot of evidence shows Hitler did live until the late 1950s, and that's what these documents show, that Hitler was photographed in 1955. This was microfilmed in 1963. And this is just some of the stuff that is in the JFK files. Absolutely intriguing. And then in closing, the KKK said it had documented proof that Lyndon Baines Johnson was a member and gave it to the FBI. Everybody already knew that. Everybody knew about Robert Byrd and the Clintons and the KKK and Margaret Sanger. You can just type in Margaret Sanger KKK and see her in Life magazine at KKK rallies back when it was a mainstream group and organization. The whole point is this is who the Democrats are, and it's why they use race-based politics with minorities now, trying to bring back the good old days of race-based politics. A truly evil, sickening group and organization. Now, finally, it's not a secret that InfoWars has been proven right about thousands of topics, or that we broke the news a week and a half ago that Trump would bring out the JFK information and got attacked for it, but we're proven right. I mean, it's on a daily basis. When you simply financially support us by going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting water filtration and books and films and hundreds of different T-shirts that spread the message of liberty and help you meet like-minded people as well. When you do that, it changes the world, and I salute you and I thank you. We're running some big specials on high-quality colloidal silver that's about to end, 50% off. On Anthroplex, that just amazing libido, stamina, energy, that's 50% off. Winter Sun, the vitamin D3 that you really need in the winter, or if you're a night owl, that's 50% off. We've never done that, but I'm doing it because when we do the sales, people get even more of the products and find out how great they are. So I'm not discounting these because we're not selling them. I'm discounting them because we're selling so much, it allows us to scale up and cut prices to you. Where when you sign up for auto ship and get an additional 10% off, InfoWarsStore.com takes like 5 seconds to do. You can cancel anytime. Get an additional 10% off. So things like supplements or coffee or water filters, stuff that you're going to reorder, sign up for auto ship, cancel anytime. Every 14, 30, 60, 90, every 6 months, you name it, you get 10% off additionally. And know that you're funding the tip of the spear that the globalists are attacking and trying to shut down. If they can shut us up, they can shut Drudge up, they can shut Hannity up, they can shut everybody up. So I want to thank you all for your support and your prayers. The world's waking up. Whoever thought we'd live to see this coming out, and even more is happening. And it's because Donald John Trump is in office. He's not perfect, just like you or I, but he means well, and we're the reason he's there. So let's keep doing it. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, David Knight, 8 a.m. Central as well. InfoWars.com/show. God bless you all.